Welcome into this special edition of Football America's The Podcast. Exclusive interview with Ricardo Pepi. I'm Sebastian Salazar alongside Hercules Gomez. Herc, this was actually a you and Mauricio Pedrosa production. You got to sit down with Pepi, what, like 48 hours, I think, after it was made official that he was going to Augsburg for $20 million?
48 hours after the $20 million Wonder Boy was officially going to La Bundesliga. It was enjoyable. You were not there. That wasn't the enjoyable part, obviously, but it was an enjoyable talk where Ricardo Pepi talked all things. And this guy, this kid, he's certainly not lacking confidence, I'll tell you that much.
That's right. You guys covered a lot of ground, not just his arrival in the Bundesliga, but national team stuff as well. So without further ado, here's the boys' chat with the pride of El Paso, Texas, Ricardo Pepi.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ricardo Pepi, the kid from El Paso, Texas. Not too long ago, you were playing in the USL, my man. Now a $20 million reported transfer fee. Highest for a homegrown, club record, second highest in Major League Soccer. How does it feel?
No, it feels great, man. You know, it just shows that I've been working and, you know, and things like that. And, you know, it's always been a dream of mine to play in Europe. And I feel like, you know, we accomplished one step, but we still got a lot of steps and a bright future ahead of us.
Ricardo, how would you describe the past 72 hours of your life, the moment you had to take the trip to Germany, take your physical, and then making it official? What has it been like for you and your family these past days?
No, honestly, it's been crazy. You know, it's been crazy because once we found out that, you know, there was a team interesting and it was Augsburg, you know, we didn't know when I was going to leave, you know, so all of a sudden they told us, you know, that we want you there on the second. And I tell my family, I tell my parents, and they're like, oh, wow, that's a little too soon. So, you know, it was a little too fast for them. But, you know, we're happy to be here. And obviously with the physicals and everything came out good. And now we're training with the team, first training, what got done today. So I'm very excited to see what the future brings for me.
Ricardo, we heard a lot of teams being reported. Wolfsburg, there were a few teams in Premier League. Wolves, one of them, another unnamed team. Why Augsburg? Well, why did you choose them?
I feel like Augsburg gave me the confidence from the first step, you know, even before mentioning numbers, anything like that. They talked to me on the phone and, you know, they always gave me the confidence. They always told me that, you know, they highly rated me and things like that. So, you know, it made me feel good about them and it made me feel good about myself. So, you know, ever since they talked to me, I felt comfortable with them and, you know, giving the confidence to the player, I feel like it's a key aspect in soccer.
Has it sinked in already for you? The moment you just said you finished your first training session, the moment you are in the locker room taking a look around, you are part now of a European club, and that was obviously a dream of yours. Has it sinked in already?
No, honestly, it hasn't. You know, it's been the second day that I've been around with my teammates and, you know, still trying to get comfortable around some of them. I feel like I've had a good communication with them. So, you know, still trying to get comfortable and get used to, obviously, the whole locker room. But, you know, little by little, it's getting a little bit more comfortable and it's sinking in a little bit more.
What type of conversations did you have with Greg Berhalter, the U.S. men's national team coach, about this move to Augsburg in the Bundesliga?
No, you know, I've always talked to Greg about anything that I've had to talk about him. And he always told me that just go to the team I think I'm going to play the most. You know, it's so important that I keep playing, that I keep developing as a player, especially with the World Cup coming up. So it was important for me to get opportunities and be able to grow as a player and take that next step.
It's 2022. It's a World Cup year. How big of a factor was that in your decision that in 11 months, most likely, the U.S. men's national team will be playing in Qatar, the World Cup. How big of a factor was that in making your decision?
It was huge. You know, just I feel like most of my decision came to that point. You know, it was a decision that had to be made with a team that I knew I was going to get opportunity. You know, I couldn't go to a team that I wasn't going to be playing because obviously it's a World Cup year, and you know, you want to be at your best for that year, and you want to, and I want to be able to go compete and play in that World Cup. So, you know, Augsburg, I feel like they're going to give me the opportunities, and you know, I just got to show them that I'm worth it and that I work hard for the team, and you know, I feel like they're going to put that, their trust in me, and it's going to be all good.
Augsburg is putting your trust, their trust in you, excuse me, $20 million. They're midway through the campaign right now, sitting 15th in the Bundesliga, only 17 goals scored in 17 games. And they turned to an 18-year-old kid with very little, I guess, pedigree, if you will. You still have a long career ahead of you. It's a calculated risk by them, but it's also a calculated risk by you. Have you thought about what would happen if the team is relegated?
No, I feel like, you know, that hasn't been a thought of mine because I'm here to help the team, and you know, we're not thinking about relegation right now. I think we gotta think ahead of, we just gotta think day by day about the next game, and the next game is Saturday. So, you know, we're not really thinking about that. We're not really focused on that, but on the next game.
Have you had a chance to talk to your manager? What have you heard from him in terms of what are the expectations from Ricardo Pepi? Because as Herc said, when you are a transfer fee record for a club, expectations are obviously really high. But what have you heard from your manager so far?
No, yeah, it's been the second day, and he knows I've been out for about 2 to 3 weeks. So obviously he knows that I'm not going to be at my best starting now, you know. So, no, obviously expectations are high, you know, and even just for myself, I know it's a big transfer fee, and I know that, you know, I'm taking that next step, and it's going to be a bigger step than I took previous steps, but it's going to be important for me to show out and show the team that, you know, they can trust me.
Ricardo, we had Jurgen Klinsmann on the show about a month ago, maybe a few months ago. Jurgen Klinsmann, the ex-US men's national team coach, one of the best forwards to ever play the game. He was talking about the timing and how the timing needed to be right. We're going into World Cup year. Why was the timing right now?
No, like I said, you know, I feel like I needed that next step and I need to play. So I feel like that there's no better timing than taking this opportunity now. You know, I feel like this is the next step for me. And obviously I feel like I think I can play in this team, and I think that I can show them what the qualities I have, and I can earn some minutes and some opportunities.
Is it one of those situations in which, you know, once the opportunity arises, you have to take it? Or was there consideration from you and your team, your family, of saying, let's take our time here and consider if this is the right moment? Or was it when you guys heard from Augsburg, was it the right time to go just because the opportunity was there for you guys right now?
No, there was a lot of talks behind it. You know, it wasn't only, oh, you know, there's one team, so we got to pick the team. I feel like me and my family, we went through every single team that contacted my agent, and we talked about every single team, you know, and at the end of the day, we chose the best option for me, and we feel like this is the best option and the best club that we could have came to.
Ricardo, there are a lot of nines or potential nines who are playing in Europe. Josh Sargent, Jordan Pefuk. You have Matthew Coppi, Timothy Weah, who can play there as well. Daryl Dike, who just transferred to the championship. Did you feel that you had to make the move to Europe?
No, honestly, that wasn't part of the reason why I made my move to Europe. I feel like, you know, the MLS always, you know, they have a good level compared to previous years. We've always been growing the MLS in general. So, you know, it wasn't really because of that. It was more because for me, you know, it was more for a personal decision that I felt like I was ready for that next step. And, you know, obviously I have teammates in Europe, but, you know, that wasn't the reason why I made this transfer.
How much was your choice influenced by Bundesliga success, by teammates of yours in the national team like Pulisic, Reyna, Weston McKennie, and have you had the chance to talk to them about the experience of playing in Germany?
Yeah, I definitely talked to Weston. I talked to Christian, and you know, they told me that this is a good league for me. They said that, you know, before I even signed here, they were like, I feel like the Bundesliga, you would kill it. And, you know, obviously I took that under consideration, and, you know, my agent, my family, they put the trust in me, and they also think that this would be a good league for me to develop.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Ricardo, it's been quite some time since you've made a decision to represent the U.S. men's national team over the Mexican national team. What's the response been like from fans on both sides since?
No, I feel like it's been pretty positive, you know, pretty positive from the American side, from the U.S. side. I feel like, you know, they put a lot of support in the team, not only the team, but also me. I feel like it's been great. I feel comfortable and I feel safe around America.
So the January World Cup qualifiers, I mean, I know we just started a year and just made a move, but they're around the corner, and I'm sure you're keeping your eye in being a part of that team. How much do you believe this move will impact your presence in the U.S. men's national team?
Obviously, you know, you have to be playing to be able to go to a World Cup qualifier. You know, I feel like that comes in the decision when it comes to, you know, Greg always looks at the players who are playing. You know, who are playing. If you're not playing, then obviously you're not going to be able to be on that roster. So I feel like, you know, I gotta work hard and I gotta be able to start playing. And if I'm playing by then I feel like it's gonna help me for the World Cup qualifiers.
Take me back to the game versus Mexico. You're a Mexican American kid. Your parents are Mexican. You grew up watching Mexican soccer. What was it like to play against Mexico? Take me back to that day. What you were feeling, that emotion.
No, it was certainly a special day, you know, a special day. I had my family in the stands and, you know, we were all taking it how it came, you know. It was a day that, you know, honestly, I was numb by the feeling of just being excited, you know. It was so good. Like, it felt so good to be able to be on that field with all the fans and, you know, all the atmosphere around the stadium. It was great.
And adding to that, there's the game now, obviously, in March at the Estadio Azteca. How much are you looking forward to being a part of that game and playing at Estadio Azteca?
No, definitely looking forward to that. But like I said, I feel like we have three games coming up and we got to focus on those first because, you know, those are the most important ones next. So, you know, I definitely would love to play in Estadio Azteca with their crowd, our fans going over there. So it's going to be amazing. But, you know, we have something closer to look forward at.
Ricardo, if I could I ask you, if you take me back to the decision that was U.S. national team or the Mexican national team, did the fact that when you look at the player pool on the U.S. men's national team side, you see so many young players being given an opportunity and being exported, influence at all your decision?
Yeah, that influenced a lot. You know, that was actually a good positive thing that, you know, I looked at the squads and, you know, there was a lot of young players that I used to play with even in the O2 team, you know, and I was looking at that and I saw them got their opportunities and, you know, I was like, okay, then I can be on that team and I can compete.
Me and Herc, obviously, Sebi, we cover a lot of what happens in Mexico and the relationship between the U.S. men's national team and the Mexican national team. And I don't know if you were aware of how big of an impact in Mexico your decision to play for the U.S. had. And were you aware of that? Were you surprised to read, to see, to listen, how people in Mexico were paying attention to your decision? And some of those fans were disappointed that you chose the U.S. instead of Mexico.
Yeah, no, honestly, I'm not really aware of, you know, what happened on the Mexican side. You know, I've always been just focused on the U.S. and, you know, just playing my game. You know, I don't really go into social media and read things except for things that my dad tells me. But besides that, then I'm not really focused on the things that happen outside.
Ricardo, why is FC Dallas so successful at exporting young players abroad to Europe? But when you take a look back at their track record, you have Weston McKennie, Chris Richards, Brian Reynolds, you're another one. Why is FC Dallas so successful at that?
I think it's so simple. You know, I've always said it that FC Dallas, from a young age, they put you in a professional atmosphere. You know, since you're 13 till like you're 18 or 19, they're always treating you like professionals. Everywhere you go on trips, they give you good food, they keep you healthy, they give you good workouts. Obviously, trainings are intense, so you know they're always putting you in that atmosphere, and that develops the players pretty well.
So as Herc mentioned earlier, you're still 18. You're very young, and we were having this conversation on Football Americas on Monday. At 18 years old, you're not a fully developed player. In what areas, in what aspects of your game do you believe the Bundesliga will help you getting reaching the next level?
Yeah, no, like I said, you know, like you say, you know, I've not fully developed, and this is a different league from the MLS. So, you know, there's going to be different things that I'm going to need than the things I needed in the MLS. Obviously, I have a base, but there's a lot of things to learn, especially like, you know, reading the center backs over here in the Bundesliga. Obviously, is a lot different, you know, being more intense, being stronger body wise. So it's going to be a good change.
Ricardo, you've been on a little bit of a drought for both club and country. Even though you've been going through that drought, I feel you've been playing your best football, combining, reading the game. What have you learned about yourself in this drought? Because it's not very common that you've had a goal-scoring drought.
Yeah, no, you know, when I feel like these are the times that I make you the strongest. You know, obviously I haven't scored in the past three games that I played, so it's been a drought. I guess you can call it a drought, but no, I feel like these are the moments where I really learn the most. You know, you learn where the spaces I should have been at, you know, how I should have finished that shot or things like that, you know, just simple things. And those tough moments are the moments where you grow your mentality to be stronger.
Well, Ricardo, Pepe, muchas gracias. Thanks for being with us, my man.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Herc and Mal, great stuff there with Ricardo Pepi. Herc, I'm wondering what your biggest takeaway was from that interview, what we heard there. One thing I would point out is he sounds really confident about playing time, almost as if there were guarantees made, right?
I don't know if the word guarantee is the correct word because there are no absolutes, but he's definitely a confident kid and he definitely feels he will play. That's one takeaway. The other takeaway, and we've spoken about it many times here, is when all things are equal for dual citizens, for especially Mexican Americans in this rivalry, it almost becomes a business decision, right? And he said so himself. When I looked at both pools, and one pool has young players being given a chance and are being exported, are all of a sudden going to Europe, yeah, that influences one's decision.
Something you guys talked about a lot on Monday's show, the lack of exportation of Mexican players. Although worth noting, right, he's not playing in Liga MX at the end of the day. He is playing in MLS, right. And I don't know if it's a national team so much as a league thing. Let us move then, shall we, to a quick edition of Book It. You know we love to set over-unders, okay? So Ricardo Pepi is going to have 17 Bundesliga games with Augsburg. Let's say he starts, you know, two-thirds of those games, so 10, 11 games. I'm going to set his over-under for the rest of the season at 5.5. Now, I know that's high, right? That's basically saying he's going to get a goal every other time out for Augsburg. But hey, that's kind of the return you expect for a big-time striker signing. So 5.5, what do you think, over-under?
Okay, very quickly, when you mentioned this in the rundown meeting, when you explained it, I immediately thought, didn't we do the same thing for JJ Macias of Chivas going to Getafe, the young Mexican striker, very talented Mexican striker? You took the over at 5.5. So ironically, the same line for a full season. I'm going to take, like I did with JJ Macias, the under. Now, yes, Ricardo Pepi's a $20 million man. But there's a reason they signed Ricardo Pepi. They don't score goals. 17 goals in 17 games. And between the two forwards that are already played, they scored like, I think, 5 goals, if I remember what Derek Ray had told us, between the two. So it's because they don't create enough. They don't create enough goal-scoring opportunities. And every good 9 is dependent on that service. And Ricardo Pepi is no different. factor that in or couple that in with a few other things like the getting adapted to the culture, the language, the speed of play, the physicality. I still feel he himself is growing into his own body, and he's never played at such a high level. Say what you want about the U.S. men's national team and the players that are around him and how that can make him better. He's only played against CONCACAF opposition. He's only played against Major League Soccer opposition. It's going to be a learning curve.
So you going under, huh? You going under.
Yes.
You're hand checking the brake on the Pepe hype train. Let me go over. Let me go
You're
over
so sad.
On the 5.5. if for no other reason than look, the kid scores in bunches. But I am with you. The concern here is we mentioned they're 1 point right now above the relegation zone, right?
Yeah.
Or at least from potentially being in the relegation playoff, which you don't want to be in at all when it comes to Bundesliga and Germany. If any one of the guys that you saw in that full screen graphic, right, any one of those Augsburg players catches fire, they're getting left in. It doesn't matter what Ricardo Pepi was promised or not promised or what guarantees of playing time there were. It doesn't matter the $20 million transfer fee and that's an Augsburg club record. None of that stuff matters. In a relegation fight, the hot hand is going to get the benefit of the doubt. So if he's the hot hand, I don't think he has trouble to hit 5.5, right? Because if he gets hot, we know how hot he can get. But if one
bunches,
of the other guys gets hot, I'm worried.
Yeah, those other guys have not gotten hot, but Pepe scores in bunches, and I will give Pepe this. He is so confident. It is borderline, I don't want to say arrogant. There's a swagger about him, and I'm here for it.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.